Just a few seconds before, Colton had been trying unsuccessfully to get his mom to listen to him. Now, even from the kitchen table, I could see that he had her undivided attention. "Who told you I had a baby die in my tummy?" Sonia said, her tone serious. "She did, Mommy. She said she died in your tummy." Then Colton turned and started to walk away. He had said what he had to say and was ready to move on. But after the bomb he'd just dropped, Sonia was just getting started. Before our son could get around the couch, Sonia's voice rang out in an all-hands-on-deck red alert. "Colton Todd Burpo, you get back here right now." Colton spun around and caught my eye. His face said, "What did I just do?" I knew what my wife had to be feeling. Losing that baby was the most painful event of her life. We had explained it to Cassie. She was older. But we hadn't told Colton, judging the topic a bit beyond our 4-year-old's capacity to understand. From the table, I watched quietly as emotions rioted across Sonia's face. A bit nervously, Colton slunk back around the couch and faced his mom again, this time much more warily. "It's okay, Mommy," he said. "She's okay. God adopted her." Sonia slid off the couch and knelt down in front of Colton so that she could look him in the eyes. "Don't you mean Jesus adopted her?" she said. "No, Mommy. His dad did." Sonia turned and looked at me. In that moment, she later told me, she was trying to stay calm, but she was overwhelmed. "Our baby is a girl," she thought. Sonia focused on Colton, and I could hear the effort it took to steady her voice. "So what did she look like?" "She looked a lot like Cassie," Colton said. "She is just a little bit smaller, and she has dark hair." Sonia's dark hair. As I watched, a blend of pain and joy played across my wife's face. Cassie and Colton have my blonde hair. She had even jokingly complained to me before, "I carry these kids for 9 months, and they both come out looking like you." Now there was a child who looked like her. A daughter. I saw the first hint of moisture glint in my wife's eyes. Now, Colton went on without prompting. "In heaven, this little girl ran up to me, and she wouldn't stop hugging me," he said in a tone that clearly indicated he didn't enjoy all this hugging from a girl. "Maybe she was just happy that someone from her family was there," Sonia offered. "Girls hug. When we're happy, we hug." Colton didn't seem convinced. Sonia's eyes lit up and she asked, "What's her name? What was the little girl's name?" Colton seemed to forget about all the yucky girl hugs for a moment. "She doesn't have a name. You guys didn't name her." How did he know that? "You're right, Colton," Sonia said. "We didn't even know she was a she." Then Colton said something that still rings in my ears. "Yeah, she said she just can't wait for you and Daddy to get to heaven." From the kitchen table, I could see that Sonia was barely holding it together. She gave Colton a kiss and told him he could go play. And when he left the room, tears spilled over her cheeks. "Our baby is okay," she whispered. "Our baby is okay." From that moment on.